An aid agency warned today that the number of children suffering from life-threatening malnutrition across Africa's Lake Chad Basin has soared since last year and could spiral further as Boko Haram terrorists ramp up attacks in the region. According to the Norwegian Refugee Council, up to 800,000 children under the age of five are suffering from severe acute malnutrition in Nigeria, Niger, Cameroon and Chad. A consultative group for Lake Chad, which includes Germany, Norway and the United Nations, will meet in Berlin tomorrow to discuss the looming crisis. Jackie Okeo, Protection and Advocacy Advisor for the Norwegian Refugee Council, is in Berlin for the talks. She told us how violence on the ground has led to the devastating food shortages.
The situation is quite dire, like you've just rightly mentioned. And I'll just pick on a number of issues to kind of highlight. And the first one that I will talk about is the issue around the protection of civilians. Yeah, because of the ongoing insurgents, we have a number of civilians caught in crossfire, caught in, amidst fights between the security forces of the government as well as the armed opposition groups. So as a result, they are forced to flee their homes for safety, and oftentimes they end up in, you know, concentrated settlements without proper shelter. So they are forced to kind of settle in makeshift shelters, for instance, places without adequate water and sanitation facilities. And then not forgetting the most crucial, food supplies. They're moving away from their everyday livelihoods opportunities to areas where they are vulnerable without access to livelihoods opportunities, and therefore end up dependent on nothing but the food aid that comes in through humanitarian actors. The other issue, yes, like I just said, is the issue of the food crisis. Or you probably know that Northeast Nigeria was declared as one of the four famines of the world. And this is primarily the number of factors that we could attribute this to. And one of them is, of course, the displacement or the conflict, because people are not able to engage in agricultural activities to be able to meet their daily needs through subsistence farming, and are relying on nothing but humanitarian assistance, which is not sufficient. From the Oslo conference, for instance, we only have for Nigeria alone, we only have 45% of the total pledges fulfilled, so leaving a huge gap that still exists in terms of humanitarian actors being able to finance and meet the needs of those affected. The other issue is around access, you know, access for humanitarian workers to meet the needs of those in need or to reach those in need, but also access in terms of those affected to reach out to the humanitarian actors. So a lot of the locations where these people are or those affected are is kind of cut off in terms of a road network. So, for instance, for aid workers to get there, you would need to go with military escort because it's not safe. And that has huge obstacles in terms of ensuring we deliver timely services to those affected. And as a result, the number of times that aid workers reach out to those affected is then reduced. Yeah, and so many other bureaucratic impediments that also affects the quality and quantity of services and goods that we would be able to give those affected.
Jackie, you gave a very good description of what's going on, the situation, but also the situation with regard to donors. There is a conference going on the 6th of September in Berlin, the Oslo Consultative Group on the Prevention and Stabilization of Lake Chad. This meeting, what are your hopes for this meeting? What is the hopes of your organisation, the Norwegian Refugee Council's hopes for this meeting?
Yeah, we're happy to hear that discussions of this kind are actually happening. And we had a meeting of the civil society, including the INGOs, still in Berlin, that I happen to be part of. And our message to this group is, even as we think about the stabilization or crisis prevention, we should not forget, you know, the dire and critical humanitarian needs that still exist. So what we're trying to say is ensure that humanitarian needs are put at the forefront of these discussions, but even while we think about, you know, processes in terms of mid-term and long-term, we should not forget the critical humanitarian needs that still exist in parts of the Lake Chad Basin. I think the most important point that I want to reemphasize, because I've already actually mentioned this, is the humanitarian situation is still very dire and very critical. Yeah. And we don't want a scenario where priority is given to early recovery or to development projects at the expense of the current humanitarian needs, because we don't want a scenario where these humanitarian needs are overlooked because of political processes that are in place or things like that. We would want to see a balance of both, with the humanitarian needs put at the forefront or at the center of all these discussions.